I thought I found myself in a weird place, Anthony, where I'm critical of the team, I'm very upset, embarrassed because of what I said to a room full of kindergartners, but it's not the old hat of blame number four and rip him all morning long and let the calls go away on Deshaun Watson and let him have it. I didn't think he played poorly at all. I used the word well. I said, gosh, I look at the drop. There were a couple of bad drops. There was the bobble that led to the interception from Amari Cooper. I mean, everybody saw plain as day. It was on there. There were definitely some points where I could be critical of him, and I will be. You know, the DeJuan Jones stuff, I don't know if that's as cut and dry as what some people want to make it be, and I think I agree with you on that. But damn it, like, I thought he played reasonably well, and I keep using qualifiers like decently, reasonably. It's very hard for me to say he played well because there's plenty of people who do not like him. I think they don't want him to play well. And if they're going to lose, they want him to suck up the room so they can get rid of him. I do believe that. That's how a lot of people think. And they don't like that I said he played well yesterday. It's not just that they lost. It's that they lost, but they didn't lose because of him. They did not lose because of him yesterday.
No, I don't think they did. Now, obviously, the last play of the game, he has to find a way to get the ball in the air. I mean, you just absolutely can't.
It'd just rather just take the pick there and that's it and have us fight it out.
Yeah, the ball needs to be up. And I know I've seen screenshots and it looks in the screenshot like three guys are open. Watch it in real time.
Are we going to do freeze frame radio again on Wednesday?
That's all people want to do. If you actually watch the video, those plays are really hard, especially with the pocket, him needing to find some space. It changes that dynamic so quick. So I don't understand. People are trying to break down everything into one screenshot. Just go watch the video. But overall, yeah, I thought obviously the you negate the hold call, which, you know, I think we all are in agreement, pretty ticky-tack, despite what Gene Steratore and Ross Tucker came back and took it back, that he thought it was a ticky-tack call. And then the Cooper drop. I mean, those two things changed the scope of yesterday, but it all revert back to the same question. If it comes down to two plays against the Raiders without Crosby and Devontae Adams, you're not a good football team. Well, they're not. They're not a good football team. No. And four games in, they've got a ton of weaknesses. Now, I think some of those...
And that's what makes me feel worse.
I think it doesn't make me feel any better.
The
thing that makes me feel better is I think some of those could actually get fixed. I think the season's long enough where having Njoku come back and having more of a running game, I do think those things could get fixed to some extent.
We could fix
that could change things.
Well, this is why I can't go with you on this, is that I could start to fix those problems here, but other teams have problems that they can fix as well. And if you're not winning in spite of the quarterback play, like before it's like, hey man, this quarterback's sucking up the room, and he was, and he's holding back this team. I could sit there and surround myself with the security blanket of, it's not a team problem, it's a quarterback problem. I can't do that. I can't do it. The offensive line sucks. We're getting ran through defensively now, again, like we were 3 years ago. These defensive linemen that we've drafted are not available or not on the offense or not on the team altogether on the roster. They're not there for you. I mean, how many times did we have to go down that list? And so now I'm bringing up old stuff that I thought was fixed now. I think that's worse. That's worse because I've seen Deshaun Watson play well before. He played on a bad football team. When he played at his best, he played on a 4-12 football team that sucked up the room around him. And I thought he played well yesterday, and he played on a team that found every way possible to lose around him, whether it be all the stuff you just talked about or a missed extra point that ended up costing us in the end. Like, I can't handle that. So it doesn't make me feel any better that he played well, because now I really don't see a way out of it because I don't have enough that's already come through in the draft. And honestly, Anthony, and maybe this is a bigger picture thing and I should wait until later this week and give myself a little bit of time to think about it. I really am starting to question the person making the picks because it's just starting to become too much. Where's Cedric Tillman yesterday? This is another third-round pick that we're not going to have. Elijah Moore's dad putting out screenshots and upset. So he's going to go ahead and he's going to become his own Scorsese, like OBJ's dad was. Like, it's such a top-heavy football team. And because it's so top-heavy, I'm like, man, he can play well. He can play well. And we have to play with either guys who are too old, then we'll have to shed salary, and then I'll have to play with a bunch of children. But if I don't necessarily trust the guy making the picks in the first place, we're just going to run in place. So I don't feel any better about this.
Yeah, I guess I understand everything you just said. Everything you said is accurate. I just had I had no hope if Deshaun was going to just be one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL. And yesterday, not only was he not that, he actually looked like a big-time QB for most of that game. In fact, I told you this before the show. I'd have to go back and look. But from start to finish, first quarter to, well, really the end of the game, except for he needed to throw the ball at the end of the game. For four quarters, I thought that was the best he's looked in a Browns uniform. The accuracy was there. The deep play potential was definitely there. He made some huge third down throws, and they're like the worst third down team in the NFL right now. Also, that the first throw he made got leveled. I mean, he took shots yesterday and was accurate. And so that's why, if you're looking for reasons to hope, that for me is reason to hope, because the Deshaun I saw against the Giants, the Deshaun I saw against the Cowboys, I mean, you got to get off the contract immediately.
Yeah.
So yesterday was actually, I thought, a big-time playmaking QB that actually looked more confident throughout the game than I've seen in a while. So that, if you're asking why I'm trying to be positive at all, I have to do that. We're four games in. I'm not going to just not watch the Browns the rest of the year. I mean, if other people are doing that,
I'm not going to give up on it either. But damn,
well, it sounded like you did. That's why.
Obviously, I'm not giving up on him. But I'm going to be disgusted in what I saw.
Yeah, we're all disgusted.
And I'm going to be terrified about everything I said, because you just said it was all accurate. You just said everything I said was all accurate. And so it very well could happen. So I'm not just some crazy person giving out opinions that aren't even viable or aren't even possible. It's all there. It's all possible.
But is Amari Cooper going to do this the rest of the year? Like, if he is.
Been a month.
If he is, you got to get rid of him.
It's been a month.
But, well, he had a great game last week, right?
Yeah.
He was really
good. And that was last week. I think we are very much week by week right now. Yeah. Yes. I love him. I hate to say it, man. Love him dearly. But that was such a killer yesterday.
He made up for it with a touchdown. They just think they called it back with a hold.
Because, again, it feels very old style. You do what you can to get in your own way and lose a football game. That's what they did.
Oh, they did. Absolutely. And they missed extra point, too.
Yeah, it wasn't the classic. They just do what they can and then get rolled over, and then I'm just disgusted. They played well enough for me to get my hopes up and then get mad at them all over again. But it's not the same anger, because I'm not mad at the QB. I'm not mad at him. Let me go to Kevin in Georgia. Kevin, you're first up on the Fan.
How many touchdowns they score yesterday?
Two?
Offensively, one. It was the scripted first drive.
Yeah.
You have the highest paid quarterback in the league. He didn't really play that much better than Gardner Minshew did. They bet the farm on him and lost. They're not going to beat the Redskins. They're not going to beat the Eagles.
They play the Commanders. They don't call them that anymore there, Kevin.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry about that. PC police are out in force this morning.
Is their team name? I think good. They kind of made that decision for you. The team name did change.
So you're not impressed by anything he did?
No.
Okay.
I mean, he's being paid $60 million a year. Wouldn't accept that performance out of Mahomes or Allen. Don't accept it out of him.
All right, Kevin, thank you very much for the call.
I mean, I understand.
Talking to those folks.
Yeah, I understand
there
that call any other week, but this one, I thought it was pretty clear that he wasn't even in the top five reasons they lost that game yesterday.
But I understand it because they still lost. So I have to understand the call. They still lost the game. If they would have won, like when they played, remember when they played the Titans and he tripped? Remember the trip that happened when they went on play action? And the first call out of the box was bitching about that. And we went nuts. You won that game. You won that game going away, and he played well in that football game. He ended up playing well in that game. I know it didn't start out too terribly great, but he ended up playing well in that football game. Like, that's where I got upset. Like, this is the same type of thing you're going to get. Because ultimately, yeah, you do pay for results, and you did not get the results that you wanted. Petten said it all the time. It's a results-based business. Did you win or did you lose?
Yeah, but I guess my thing is, do you think there's no capacity with the coach that you like, right?
Yeah.
A quarterback that looked as confident yesterday as I've seen him, and you're getting Nick Chubb, you're getting Njoku. Do you think they can get better?
Yes, they can.
Well, so that's what I'm saying. Like,
but
the,
other teams
like
can
that
get
last
better
caller,
too.
That last caller, are they getting that kind of a
are
jolt
they?
Though in Njoku?
No,
and clearly,
no.
Clearly the Browns did not have, for whatever reason, maybe they were worried about his arm, but they did not in training camp and preseason, like they were not able to work out the things that I think they would have liked to work out.
But let me tell you this. You can't just make David Njoku some end-all, be-all fix that this thing is going to start to take off once he gets back. I don't want to turn this into waiting for Godot, because we've lost plenty of games with David Njoku active on our roster over his career. Hate to tell you that. And also, what are they going to do to fix that damn defense that just got ran up and down on?
Yeah, well, Miles being a part-time player right now is really killing them, because he dominates when he's in.
Yeah.
He absolutely dominates, and he'll have another.
And he showed up in the fourth quarter.
He'll have
yesterday.
Another like perfect PFF grade, but watch his snap counts. Last week he was at 53%. It's a part-time player. You know, you want to play your best guys need to play 80%. I'm wondering, with that injury, what is the situation?
The Raiders going into that game, where were they rushing? I know it's only been 3 weeks.
Were they the worst?
So I can't go. Well, I want to make sure of it before I say anything, before I shoot my mouth off. They were dead last in the league, and they talked all week about how they were going to run the ball more. And they didn't just run the ball more. They poured it right down our throats for 152 yards. We had the ball for 12 minutes of the first quarter. 12 minutes. And they end up pouring the ball down our throats. You think other teams aren't going to see that and do the same thing?
So you have no faith in the defense.
I have some faith in the defense. I'm losing faith in the defense. How all of a sudden are you just getting gashed? How is that possible?
Yeah, well, I wondered again if it was one of those situations where your defensive coordinator got out-schemed in the week. Because, again, you know, JOK made those flash plays yesterday, but he and Delpit were getting blocked out of plays, bad angles. The tackling was horrendous by just about everybody. Thank God Hickman saved one touchdown and had another shoestring tackle that would have been like a 50-yard gain, because it could have been way worse.
216-474-0092. Does Watson playing well make you feel any better? Did he even play well? Lyman and I both say yes.